Sue Frederick is a master numerologist. She is an intuitive coach, a unity minister. She is an author, a speaker, and a coach. Welcome to the show, Sue.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, more about your work, why you do what you do.
Well, like I tell all my clients and students, grief is our greatest teacher and awakens us like no other. And when I was in my 20s, I was a Colorado Outward Bound mountaineering instructor and had a beautiful husband named Paul Frederick, and we just felt invincible. It was basically life coaching in the mountains before life coaching was a thing. This was in the 1970s. And so we would take people up 14ers and teach them to rock climb and lead them on 3-week outdoor wilderness trips in the mountains. We loved it, and he was beautiful, and he had some stomach issues, and he was diagnosed with colon cancer and died a year later in my arms. That was my great awakening. I was 29 years old, and I was going, wait a minute, how could this have happened, and why am I still here, and where is he, and what's the purpose of my life? And those questions drove me to find many answers that I know anybody who's grieving understands how those questions drive us to ask, you know, what the deeper issues of life. And what I discovered is that numerology lays a groundwork for who we are, what we've come here to do, what our agreements are with the people we love, and also our most meaningful work, meaning career. My first book, most popular book, was called I See Your Dream Job, where I helped people truly align their career with their life purpose, their soul purpose, and make it abundant and make it successful. So that's how I look at numerology as the roadmap for all of us.
Well, I'm so sorry about your late husband.
Well, I look at grief differently now. In fact, I work mostly with grieving clients. In fact, I just came back from a huge conference called the Helping Parents Heal Conference, where I was a speaker to 1,000 grieving parents. And it was the most amazing experience to be there. And the nonprofit was started here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And they have 27,000 grieving parents from around the world. And I love helping them connect, helping them talk about their life purpose, why they're still here, where their beautiful children are, and how to connect to them. So I don't look at grief as a tragedy. I look at grief as, yes, very painful, but a great awakening to our true purpose here.
Well, I think that that's an incredible thing. So we were coming up, and here we are on our 2,222nd episode. So 2222.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I'm familiar. I'm aware of what I'm aware that numerology is a thing, but I know nothing about it. And so I found you, and we happen to live in the same place. And I reached out, and you agreed to be on the show. So thank you. Would you tell us just a little bit about what numerology is?
Yeah, you know, way back in 580 BC, when Pythagoras created our number system that we use today, anybody in business uses numbers every day. But guess what? Pythagoras was also a mystical teacher. And he said, hey, numbers are quantity, but also have a deeper spiritual meaning to them. And since I started studying numerology in 1980, when my husband died, I am so connected to the numbers now, and I've worked with thousands of clients and helped them sort their life. So for you, when you think about the 2222 of your anniversary in numerology, first of all, 22 is a sacred number. I'm on the 22 Master Soul Life Path, and that means I came to shift consciousness. So your show in this anniversary is really aligning with the idea of shifting consciousness, changing the discussion, changing the conversations. And anybody who comes in with that kind of energy or that path, they are always going to be leading the thinking, leading the ideas of who we are here on Earth and what we're supposed to be doing. So that's an important thing for you to remember. This whole year for you is about that. But when you digit those numbers down, and numerology teaches you to digit all the numbers down to a single digit. So you add 2 + 2 + 2 + 2, and what do you get, George?
8.
Right. And 8 is the number of owning our power financially, spiritually, emotionally, physically. So this year in your show is about stepping it up to the next level, whatever that looks like for you. That 8 is the most powerful number of success. And also, what's interesting is that the world, the universal number that the whole world is in right now, is the number 8. It's the play of power, as we can see when we look at the world and politics and war and everything. It's all a discussion of power, isn't it? And so your show is right in alignment with that. And the other thing is that you told me a little about your birth date. And so you're in a personal year of the number 8, which means we all have these 9-year reinvention cycles. And at the end of 9 years, we reinvent. And nobody believes this until they do a session with me and I show them the outline of all their 9-year reinvention. And they go, wow, that's when I got divorced or went bankrupt or my business went under at the end of that cycle. And I guess I was meant to reinvent. And I go, yeah, it was in the numbers. And so this year, you own your power. Next year, in your 9 year, and in the world's 9, we come to a completion, and then you start a new cycle that's even better and bigger.
I think that that's exciting. Do most people find it to be exciting, or is that ominous? Is it?
No, it's exciting. In fact, what people really love is when I do a session or when they come to a class, I'm always teaching these classes. Anybody who wants to join can go to my website and sign up for one. My website is suefrederick.com. But when you really see how your reinvention cycles have played out in your life, even if you don't believe in numerology, I've worked with the most intense skeptics. And when I show them this outline for their personal year reinvention cycles, they'll just say, oh my God, I see now that there has to have been some kind of plan here, because on every 9 year, I had an ending. And on every new cycle, it was a better and more expansive part of my life. So yes, growth is required here on Earth, and we are all asked to keep growing, to keep opening our hearts, to keep being courageous and stepping up. And your business, especially this year, is being asked to really step up and be more powerful and more visible in the world. And that's a great thing, George. We need more people like you in the world.
Totally agree, Sue. So you went through a tragedy and you were looking for answers. You came upon numerology. I imagine that you looked at other, for lack of a better term, disciplines or other schools of thought that provide answers.
Absolutely.
Why was it that numerology, why was it that you grabbed a hold of it? Maybe it grabbed a hold of you.
Well, I learned many other things in that process. You know, I learned that we're all here to use our pain as fuel to help other people. And anyone who's grieving today, I really say that to you, that there will be a time when your heart is healed enough that you're willing to turn around and help someone else who's going through that. You can either do it as a coach or an author or a healer. And in my case, I also became an ordained Unity minister so that I minister to counsel people who are grieving. But whatever your deepest pain has been in your life, it is a key to the way you can most powerfully help others. It's all on purpose. And the other thing I wanted to say about it is I also learned along the way that it's essential for humans to learn to quiet the mind and open the heart. Now, that's also known as meditation, although most people get very nervous when you talk about meditating. They go, oh, I can't sit still, you know. If you go to my website, you'll find a lot of videos and classes on how to do that. And I learned very powerful ways of quieting the mind. And even if you just sit for 10 minutes and repeat a prayer or a mantra like Om Namah Shivaya, and just keep repeating it and let your mind settle and tell yourself you're not going to get up for 10 minutes. At the end of that 10 minutes, you're going to feel that calming of all of your thoughts, your anxiety, your fear, your doubt, and an opening of the heart, which is your connection to your soul, your higher self.
Excellent. I think it's one of my favorite quotes is that majority of humanity's problems stem from the fact that they can't sit quietly in a room by themselves.
That's
And
right.
so I appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
I am a human doing, Sue, working on becoming a human being. And I know that I'm supposed to let things come to me, but that's been antithetical to my way of operating. So when I read a horoscope, when I read Human Design, when I hear that this is my 8th year in a 9-year cycle, I don't know what to do with that because I'm gonna be traveling at the speed I want to travel at. Am
Yeah.
I mistaken? Should
Oh
I
no,
take the
no.
advice and slow down or speed up?
I'm not telling you to slow down or speed up. I'm just telling you that this year, make sure that before 2024 is over, you really are paying attention to getting your show out to bigger and bigger audiences. And, maybe that looks like radio, television, bigger YouTube channel. I don't know, but you'll know. And also someday, possibly writing a book about your story and your ideas and who you've interviewed. All of these things are ways that we bring it up to the next level. And then next year, the ending, it does not mean you slow down. It means that it's a culmination of everything you've been learning and doing for the past 9 years. It all comes together. And next year, you'll be going, wow, I've really accomplished a lot. And now things are really gaining clarity for me. But they'll also, in a 9 year, in an ending of a cycle, you do have to let go of things that hold you back. And that can be relationships, that can be identities, it can also be limiting beliefs that hold you back. That's what's required. It's almost like we have to clean out the closet every 9 years and get rid of the things that don't fit us anymore so that we have room for the new.
I definitely agree with that. The whole idea of what got you where you here won't get you where you want to go, and
That's
that
right.
things may need to change.
That's right. Don't you think it's interesting that people are so afraid of change when change is the one thing required here on Earth? We are required, just like nature, to constantly be changing. And you can even look at these 9-year cycles as ways that we have to change and grow in order to be our best selves here. So, for example, when we're in a one personal year, we're planting seeds for the new direction. And then we're in a two personal year and we're teaming up with other people, making connections to make the idea grow. And then we're in a three and we're out in the world being social and being very creative in our expressions and our writing, perhaps, and doing creative work in the world to get our ideas out. And then we hit a four and it's about kind of buckling down and working hard, whether that means going back to school or writing your book. And then we hit a five personal year and it's all about big expansion, big adventure. And then we hit a six, and it's about healing our heart, our home, and our family. And then we hit a seven, and it's about quieting the mind, connecting to our intuition and our spiritual self. And then an eight, like you are, and that's about making that career very successful and powerful. And then a nine, we are complete.
Where did this framework come from?
Pythagoras.
So Pythagoras, he came up with the theorem and probably lots of other things,
Right.
but he said, and he mentioned this at the top, that numbers count things, but also have a spiritual component of value.
Exactly right. And our culture that we live in is so left brain logical that we're dominated by the left brain logic mind, meaning that we grow up being told to ignore our right brain, intuitive, creative self, even mostly our spiritual self as well, and really focus on our left brain logic mind. And that's how our world is tilted, and it's off balance that way. And so when we finally get more back to center and start saying, well, this other voice in my head that is not afraid, is not giving me fear messages, it's telling me to move forward, to be courageous, to be kind, to be loving. Ah, that's coming from my right brain, my illogical higher self. How can I listen to that more? And all the successful entrepreneurs know that that is how you get from A to Z, is you have to do some leaning into your intuition and your right brain higher self.
It's interesting, isn't it? Do we as a society, as large groups of people, do you think that we have a tendency to go between more focus on left brain and then move more towards right brain, or?
I don't know. I think it's mostly left brain. I mean, if you try to talk to somebody about a dream that you have, like, I think I want to start such and such a business and I know I'll be successful at it. Most people are going to try to talk you out of that. They're going to say, oh, in this economy, you shouldn't do it. You should be, logical and left brain. And if your heart and your soul and your intuition is telling you something is right, you have to act on it. And you can't just listen to what the world says you should do.
So you mentioned meditation. Is that a good way to start accessing our right
Yes.
brain?
That's a very important thing because we're all listening constantly to our human mind chatter, and that is mostly negative. It is mostly fear-based, mostly anxiety-based. So many people who have anxiety, once they start sitting in the silence 10 to 20 minutes a day and quieting the mind, they start feeling that deeper connection to the higher self, which is always saying, hey, you are a powerful being who came to earth on purpose. You have a great focus of your life and work. Don't listen to the negative stuff. Move forward and rock this world with your beautiful ideas. And when we quiet the mind, we get in touch with that more powerful part of ourselves.
I like to think about how we were all artists and creators when we were kids, and
Yeah.
then the world sort of beats us out of it or encourages us to start acting like grown-ups,
Yeah.
which
And
is.
it's even worse now, George, because we get labeled, children are getting labeled in school if they're dreaming, if they're very artistic and they're dreaming and looking out the window during class, they'll get labeled as ADD or ADHD and then medicated. So they're really being told, hey, you just need to focus on the left brain logic world and forget all that other stuff. And that diminishes us. That is not who we came to be. We did not just come here to be left brain logic computers.
No, I'm more than somebody sitting in a cubicle under horrible fluorescent lights, Sue.
That's right. That's right.
Isn't
I
that
mean,
the truth? What a sad, sad.
I'd like to radically say to anyone who right now is listening to this and they're feeling trapped in a meaningless job, I promise you came here to do something bigger and better and be successful at it, and it will have more purpose and it'll be in alignment with your soul. So, for example, George, we haven't talked about your life path, but your life path is the Scorpio 7. That is really the questioning, analytical path. It's perfect that you interview people, learning about the world, studying it, observing it from a higher perspective. And then when you're ready, turning around and teaching and showing that. So, whatever got you to this moment of starting your show, that was your intuition saying, I'm here for more than just a cubicle job. And when we give that new urge all of our heart and soul, it becomes successful. It works out.
Does it take bravery to look into that? So, you know what? That's great. There's more for me. Even though I know, I feel that there's more for me, but I'm stuck. What will people think of me?
Yeah, all of that stuff is the human mind just kind of keep you trying to keep you alive. The whole job of the ego and the mind is just to keep you safe and alive. But we didn't come here just to be safe. We came here to thrive. And so, yeah, when you hear all of those voices telling you, well, what will people think? So let me tell you part of my story is, my husband died. I was 30. I was also a writer. So I decided that my most meaningful work in my 30s was to be a health writer so I could prevent illness and prevent cancer by writing about cancer prevention and all of that. And I became kind of an icon in that natural health industry, writing about disease prevention. And when I was in 1999, I was turning 50 and I was a single mom. I had no one helping me financially, a mortgage to pay. And I had been promoted up and up to where I was VP of content of these big health websites, and they all crashed. I don't know if you remember the crash, the dot-com crash of the
Sure.
1999. Yeah. So about five of those went under that I had been hired and paid a six-figure income. So by the end of that year, as a single mom, I was terrified and broke and devastated that my career seemed to be over. And so I said to the universe and to my God source, which I believe is just an all-loving source that runs this universe, I said, hey, why am I here then? What is my purpose? And the answer I got was, how long are you going to try to fit in and be like everybody else when you know you have a gift and you have a special path here and you've always been intuitive and you studied the numbers and people come to you for that advice and you give it away for free? Make that your career. Well, picture this, a single mom, 1999, and I'm saying, I am going to make my living doing numerology sessions. My brother is a lawyer and he said, boy, they're going to take your child away. They're going to take your house away.
Oh my
But
goodness.
I know, but I knew in my heart that it was my work. It was what I was here to do and that I really helped people with it. And so I launched that website and made it going, and miracles happened. Like, I was invited to teach a workshop at a certain university, and I go there and they say, hey, because we're in an economical downturn, there's a New York Times reporter here who wants to sit in your workshop and see how you're helping these people with their careers. And I went, all right, don't tell me who it is. I don't want to be nervous. Just have her be part of the class. And she ended up writing about it, and I was written up in the New York Times in 2008. So when you're doing your work, your true soul heart work, it comes together and it brings magic into your life, and that leads to success.
This requires trust and
It
action.
requires trust in a divine universe. And the reason I became a unity minister is that, I grew up Catholic and I've studied Buddhism, Hinduism, so many different religions, seeking the answers that resonated as true. And unity teaches that God is a loving source and not a man in the sky punishing us. And I knew in my heart that that's right and that we're all part of that loving consciousness. So this is actually a good universe, a divine universe acting in our favor, even when it doesn't seem that way in the moment. That's the hard thing for people to understand. When we leave our bodies, that's at the end of the life, and we see our life, we realize, wow, we were always guided. The things we thought were tragedies were our greatest gifts of awakening and growth.
Beautifully said. Well, Sue, thank you so much for coming on and helping us celebrate our 2,222nd episode. How can people learn? Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage? And for people who are interested in taking the first step towards numerology and the life that they desire, how do they start?
So my website is suefrederick.com, and if they go there, they'll find the Soul Path calculator on my nav bar, and anyone can use it for free to find out their path and their personal year, everything we just talked about. And then to learn more about the numbers, I have tons of classes on my website. I have self-guided classes you can take in your own time, and then I've got live Zoom classes, and I've got 11 books out. So you can get my career book, I See Your Dream Job, or my book about grief, Bridges to Heaven, or my most recent Sacred Numerology workbook. They're all on Amazon. They're on my website. And everybody here deserves to know what their soul is longing to do and how to align that with their career.
It's pretty hard to pass up an offer of figuring out what your soul is longing to do and then to actually link that to the work that you are doing on a daily basis. So I love it.
Yeah.
Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Sue your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to suefrederick.com. It's suefrederick.com. Check out the Soul Path Calculator. Check out Sue's courses, the live, the self-directed. Check out some or all of her 11 books. She's a prolific author as well. And check out all the wonderful stuff that Sue is working on. Thanks again, Sue.
Thank you.
Finally, till next time, do your part by doing your best.